just from everyone. Just a few words before Meretz Hashem, we continue to bring together. First of all, just tremendous shkach for everyone coming out tonight. Shkach to Jonas and Kaplan for helping to arrange all of the food. Amazing and ridiculously talented musical chevra led by Rebecca Cohen. It's a Kaplowitz, Menachem Schoenfeld, Meshi Abramson, Joe. Where's Joe? Joe Markowitz. So we'll say just a few words. It is so beautiful to be with such a holy chevra tonight on Purim. But I think we'd all agree that once again we find ourselves in the midst of an overwhelming yantif. And I was thinking about this today a little bit, trying to prepare for this beautiful Purim, a day that the Sfarim tell us is even holier than Yom Kippur. The Maggid of Mezr says that on Yom Kippur, there's one Kohen Gadol who gets to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. On Purim, the Maggid says, every Yid is a Kohen Gadol. And wherever you go is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But we enter into this Purim, on one hand, filled with overwhelming gratitude of the incredible and overwhelming miracles that we see unfolding right in front of our eyes. Our modern day Haman literally obliterated within a few moments. The forces of good uniting to take out the evil that's in this world. But we also know that tomorrow there'll be Levayas in Klal Yisrael. We follow the news. We read of the devastating direct hit in Beit Shemesh. And tomorrow will be the Levayas on Purim of the three Biton children, a brother and two sisters. You know, I was thinking today just Ribono Shel Olam, Hanukkah was the terror attack in Australian Bhakti. And now Purim. More levayas, more losses for Klal Yisrael. So what's the avoda? What is it that we are supposed to do? You know, we're singing so beautifully before the words from Tehillim that are attributed to Esther HaMalka. Esther is about to go into Ahasuerus, Mordechai having told her that the Jewish people are in existential danger. And Esther says, Kaili, Kaili, Lama Azavtani Hashem, why did you leave me? And of course, it's one of those questions where Esther HaMalka asks, David HaMelech records it, but the answer is not recorded. And I've always imagined that in that very moment, the Ribono Shel Olam was sitting up in Shamayim. And as Esther says, Kaili, Kaili, my God, why have you left my side? That the Ribono Shel Olam responds right back and he says, my Taira Esther Shefela, I never left your side. Just because you can't see me, just because you can't feel me, and just because you can't point out exactly where I am, doesn't mean that I ever left you. A father never leaves his children, and a king never leaves his subjects, and a shepherd never ever leaves his flock. The Ribono Shel Olam never leaves. He's always holding our hand, he's always holding our heart, he's always holding our soul. Sometimes we see him and sometimes we don't. Esther thinks that she's all alone. And meanwhile, the Ribono Shel Olam is quite literally choreographing and orchestrating every single step that she is about to take. And this is a story about people. This is a story of Am Yisrael. It's the story of a nation. It's a story of individuals. That even when we think that we're all alone, nothing can be further from the truth. You know, Rabbi Nachman says that the greatest danger that we face in life is atzvos, is sadness. What the Rebbe calls mara shchora, like depression. He says that's the greatest tool of the Yetzirah. If it could get you to be sad, if it could get you to be depressed, get you to give up hope, then you could fall into the grasp of any avera, of any sin. Then you lose your spiritual standing. We often think that the greatest challenge or the greatest obstacle is chet. It's not true, says the Rebbe. It's atzvos. Rabbi Nachman says, you know what the avodah of Purim is? The avodah of Purim is to push back against the atzvos. To tell sadness, you have no place in my life. You have no place in my heart. And the Rebbe says, sometimes it is so hard to push away the sadness in life that you have to resort to what the Rebbe calls mili d'shtusa, silliness. You ask, what's silliness? Ask Maduro over here, right? I'll tell you. Right? Look around. There's a lot of silliness in the room. And the Rebbe says, exactly. Because, Chavra, just listen carefully. Sometimes the sadness in life is so heavy that even the biggest lechayim can't push it away. And sometimes the sadness in life is so heavy that even the most stirring niggun can't push it away. And sometimes the sadness is so heavy that no matter how hopeful and optimistic I want to be, I just can't seem to hold back the tears. So the Rebbe says, it's okay in that moment. Maybe you just need to be a little silly. Maybe you just need a little mili d'shtusa. Because silliness is interesting. By definition, silliness always puts a smile on your face. No matter what's happening in life, you see something or someone who does something that you're just not expecting. And you can't help but smile. And in that moment, in that smile, all of the pain goes away. And all there is just the Jew and his creator. And I think that the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, my beautiful children, Chanukah, this year of Tavshin Pei Vav, started with a lot of pain. And Purim of Tavshin Pei Vav once again starts with a lot of pain. And so our avoda is simple yet overwhelming. We need to push through. This is not going to be a Purim of sadness. And it's not going to be a Purim of despair. Despite the fact that there is so much heartbreak, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to power through with simcha. He wants us to be more besimcha than ever. He wants us to be more joyous than ever. He wants us to dig deep within ourselves. And even if we have to be a little bit silly, a little bit mili d'shtusa, but whatever we do, we cannot fall into the clutches of atzvos. And we cannot fall into the clutches of mara shchora. And we cannot fall into the clutches of sadness and despair. Because a Jew is most powerful when he is besimcha. And that's our avodah, as crazy as it sounds. Our avodah is to have the most simchadik Purim ever. You know, I got a message from a friend in Eretz Yisrael today. And he said to me, I said, what could I do to help? And he said to me, most probably I'm going to be spending Purim with my family in in a mamad, in a shelter. He said, what you could do for me is drink a lot. I'm like, okay, if I have to. But he said to me, let's just make it a crazy Labadig Purim. Don't mourn with me. Don't be sad with me. Because then what are you doing? Then it's just all of us having a difficult Purim. I say, understand, we, the Jews of Chutz La'aretz, this Yom Tov, we carry all of Klal Yisrael on our shoulders. Because our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael may have a little bit more of a difficult time this year being besimcha. So we have to carry Purim on our shoulders. The simcha has to be unprecedented. The lebedikait immeasurable. But not a sloppy simcha. A holy simcha. A beautiful simcha. Let's say tonight, Hinni mekabel al atzmeinu. We hereby take upon ourselves tonight to fulfill the mitzvos hayom, not just for ourselves, but for all of Klal Yisrael. For those who will be fighting our wars, for those who will be in the shelters, for those who will be at Levayas, for those who will be sitting Shiva, for those who will be sitting by the beds of those who have been injured. That's our avoda this year. To make it a year of unprecedented simcha. That Ribono Shel Olam is telling us, you've had a hard year, you've had hard years. Power through it. Because at the end of the day, even though sometimes it may feel like we are alone, we know that there's absolutely nothing further from the truth. Esther Malka came to understand that the Ribono Shel Olam was holding her hand the whole way. Tara Chevra. One day, when the great light comes, we will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by our side each and every moment. So may we be zochem Yerz Hashem to make this the most incredible Simchadik Lebedig Purim ever. May we be zochem to tell the Sitra Achra, the Satan, Atzvos Marashchora, we reject you. We repudiate you. We push you away. We will not and do not accept you into our lives and into our hearts. You have no place within the ranks of our people. Because we are a nation of simcha. And may that simcha mend every single broken heart in Klal Yisrael. And may that simcha provide a refuah shelema to kol chole Yisrael. And may that simcha provide siyata dishmaya to our soldiers who are once again spending another Yom Tov away from their mishpachas. And may that simcha, this simcha of this Yom Tov of Purim, pave the way for the ultimate, holy, and immeasurable simcha. The simcha that we have been waiting for over 2,000 years. And the simcha that we know is so close, it's within reach. If you open your heart, you can feel it. May we be zocha that the simcha of this Purim, this Heilig Purim, Shtem Yerz Hashem, bring the great simcha of the Melech HaMashiach, of the Geula, and here be Amen. Amen.
Thank you.